Maisie took a deep breath, flapping her wings in frustration against the water, and quacked at Eric. Look, you don't know what it's like being a duck and doing tests and exams. Eric agreed that he didn't know what it was like to be a mallard, but kept quiet about his understanding of tests and exams, having attained the highest degree in the land in wisdom and knowledge after a long lifetime of studying and living. Maisie continued, I've got the academy exam next week. I know what I know, but I don't know what I don't know, and I know that I'll not know what I need to know in the exam, if you know what I mean. I know, I just can't do exams. Maisie hadn't sat still for a second up until this point, constantly fidgeting, eyes darting everywhere, flapping her wings. Eric smiled knowingly. As he sat back in his chair, a familiar sensation of magic and mystery shot across the woodland and over the river, as everyone knew that Eric was soon to speak great words of wisdom. Okay, said Eric, here's the deal. You stop flapping, quacking and splashing and just hear me out, and then you can choose to either change things or carry on talking yourself out of success. It's your choice. Although slightly suspicious, Maisie sensed that she could trust Eric with his calming voice, his kind eyes and his reputation for speaking wisdom that makes a difference. Eric gently advised her to take a long, deep breath, to fill her lungs with air and blow it all out slowly through her beak. Whilst she did this, he leant forward to pick up his glass of magical dandelion fizz mix. Then, taking a long drink, he slowly sat back and crossed his legs. A rush of warm air swept over them as all the birds flew to the branches overhanging the river where Eric and Maisie sat talking. A young doe that had been drinking water nearby ran back into the wood to call her friends and family over. They all scampered quickly back to the riverbank to hear what Eric would say. Even Sleeko the otter pulled out his otterpod earplugs to listen. Eric was concerned that Maisie's mind and its negative habits would spoil her chances in life. Maisie Mallard, I can tell you a dozen, thousand, million, billion, trillion times that you'll be fine in the exam because I know you've done the work and know the answers. But until you believe it for yourself from deep within here, advised Eric, squashing his long spindly fingers into a fist shape, which he clutched to his chest, just where his great big heart beat. You'll bring on what you fear most, and that's when you'll freeze in the exam and forget what you know. Eric gently explained. The first thing you need to do is...